Oh dear, what a terrible situation you find yourself in. I really do empathise with you. This must feel absolutely shocking. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, so let me just talk you through what's going on and how to get where you need to go. Right now, your principal challenge is to get yourself a residence visa again. Because once you get a residence visa endorsing your passport, you'll be making yourself eligible for another crack at the right of abode. Effectively, what will have happened is the Immigration Department would not have formally denied your application for the right of abode, which would then put you into the Registration of Persons Appeal Tribunal for your next step. It's my belief on the facts that you've told me that the examining officer has not progressed your application because you weren't in possession of a residence visa at the time that you made that application. So your right of abode situation is absolutely not dead by any stretch of the imagination. Okay, now in terms of your application for an employment visa and how it got refused, this is a classic example of where typically an employer submits an application for an employment visa based on a lot of sort of experience of getting cases approved in the past that haven't readily understood in the circumstances that you're facing that a certain argument needed to be presented and certain facts and information needed to be put forward to the department so that they could truly understand what was going on in your life in sort of all the circumstances. And without that background, it's likely that the Immigration Department refuse your employment visa application on the strength that they believe you're just a fresh graduate with no working experience. So ideally, what you should do is make another application for the employment visa if the job offer is still on the table, and state your entire case situation and your background and what's gone on, and ask them as part of the application for favourable consideration in light of your entire circumstances, and provide lots of information in terms of your family, their ID card details, what they're doing. Just allow the Immigration Department to completely understand how you find yourself in the situation that you are, that you do, so that they will not apply policy strictly against you. They will give you favourable consideration. If for some strange reason they do go on to deny you again, my best advice would be to enrol as a student to do a master's degree, and once you get your student visa endorsing your passport, apply for the right of abode at that point in time, because the student visa is a residence visa for the purposes of eligibility for a permanent identity card. In my experience, you should find the Immigration Department helpful, again, if you explain all the circumstances. And as long as your pattern of behaviour indicates settlement in Hong Kong, your right of abode application should get approved, and I think you'll find that you'll get the result that you're looking for.